The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
The first condition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has and makes him reliable. Shalom Bracha. After we mentioned the seven conditions that are necessary for one to be totally reliable, the Kodesh Alvavis describes to us how all seven conditions are found by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he's the only being in the Bria that has all the seven conditions. So maybe instead of doing them one after the other, we'll do one at a time. We'll just push it up a little bit. So he says, the first condition that we mentioned is that he has rachamim. He has rachamim. And he says, we see this from the psukim that Hashem has rachamim, like it says, rachamim chanan Hashem. And with the story of Yoina Hanovi, and he lo yochel sam ninve ho'i ha'gedoyla. It's interesting that he found those two psukim, but he ends up saying at the end, oh, really, we don't need the psukim, because anybody who just is mizvoyin and pays attention to what's going on in his life and what he has sees a tremendous rachman of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do everything just bedin, what we deserve, we wouldn't be around Lichla. There's so many things that he wants us to do, which we're not doing exactly the way he wants, or even at all the way he wants, and even so, continues to bestow upon us chayim, life, and even more than what we want, more than we need. Ramak, on his Sefer Tehillim Dvora, describes the amazing Midah Rachmanus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We believe that we were not just created once and we continue automatically. But our chiyus is from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly giving us life. We need a constant stream of chiyus, energy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is necessary to keep us alive. So if we think of it, at every second of our life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to give us this life and health. Now, one would think that, for example, imagine yourself, in order to keep somebody alive, you have to constantly be pressing on a button. And then one day he walks up to you and degrades you and does exactly opposite of what you asked him. So for that second, you would just let go of that button. You know, afterwards, you'll put it back on again. It'll be too late because the second you let go of that button, it isn't there anymore. That's the way Hashem is with us. He's constantly kaviyocha pressing on the button to give us life. Even when we're going against the Ratzon Hashem, He continues to give us life. That is the epitome of rachamim, that He cares for us and wants to give us another chance while we are rebelling against it, or while we are not doing what He wants us to do. There are times that sometimes a person says, they hear a tragedy, and think, how could Hashem do such a thing? Which is basically a question on this assumption that we're saying right now, and the thing that we see with our own eyes, and so many psukim, but the main thing we see with our eyes, the tremendous rachmanus Hashem has upon us. Like we're saying, that even though we don't deserve it. Like we say, the yom deroyim, like poor people knocking Hashem's door. We have nothing of our own. It's all from Hashem. There are times that we see tragedies and we say, sometimes the person has a thought in his mind, how could Hashem do that? Such a nice person, how could he have such serious medical issue or financial issue? Or how could there be wars in the world? How could be the leaders that do terrible things to the people? Whatever it is. So some of the brothers points out an amazing thing, a very simple thing. He says, the fact that
Kol HaLashon.
we have a sensitivity to situations that arouse rachamim. Where did that come from? We didn't create ourselves. It's because we created by Hashem, and Hashem put into us a little bit of his rachamim, a grain of his rachamim, so we should also have rachamim on one another, on our children, our friends, our family. So basically, the whole rachamim that we have is just a drop of the rachamonis that Kodesh Baruch Hu has. So if you think of it, it's really, it doesn't make any sense. It's absurd the person to think that I have so much rachamonis on this person, why doesn't Hashem have rachamonis? My whole feeling of rachamonis, the whole fact that I have such a nature to be a rachamim, is because Hashem gave me a drop of his. So Hashem has unlimited times more than me. Ella what? Sometimes we don't understand it. Okay. Sometimes we don't understand it. And we may never understand it until the time comes, or maybe not even our lifetime. Eventually it will come clear to us. It's not this world and the world to come. Everything was perfectly designed. It's Rachmei Hashem. But this is the point of the great Rachmanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That, like we're saying, even when we see things we don't understand, we have to realize that the reason why I feel bad about it is because Hashem gave me Rachmei. So rather the one who gave it to me has more than I have. I would like to suggest that we try to work on this thing. Pay attention to the Rachmanis of Hashem. Like we say, the fact that Hashem cares for us so much. We said in the brachas that we say, Baruch Ato Hashem. And you are the source of all the good that we have. And Hashem, the Midas HaChesed, keeps everything going with its Chesed. Well, before we say the bracha, we don't care. Okay, after we say the bracha. Every bracha, basically, we're bringing that recognition of the Rachmanis of Hashem down to earth. I make a bracha before I eat. I eat a fruit. So I say, Baruch Ata Hashem, with your Rachmanis and your Chesed, I have this fruit. And now I'm transformed the experience of eating the fruit to experience of making more aware of the Rachmei Hashem. That's what the Avodah B'Tochen is. Just don't go through life without thinking and without paying attention. Start paying attention and you'll see the beautiful world Hashem gave you. Whether you're eating a fruit or eating a piece of chicken or a piece of fish or a candy or a piece of bread. Each one of those is so such a beautiful gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rosh Rachmav, that we get. We have a zeicha that even we go to the bathroom. Baruch Ata Hashem Asher Yotzar Sodom V'Chochma. Also tremendous rachmim, Chas De Hashem, that we have, that we're able to have such a complex system. That all the stuff we eat, especially nowadays, they put all kind of this not natural poisons into our food. And the body knows, all by itself, with the guidance of Kadosh Baruch Hu, how to get rid of the cellulose undesirable parts and use the desirable parts of the part in a proper fashion, break them down into components to keep the body going. We as from people, we have all the birchas mitzvahs, birchas hatzilas yadayim, birchas hatorah, and all the other brachas that we say in the course of the day. But also, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, the Rosh Rachmav, and gave us the ability to have eternal lives by every kind of mitzvahs. So if we just, at least a few times a day when we say the bracha, say it a little slower, say, Baruch Ato Hashem, I realize that you are the source of all my goodness, and you are full of chesed and rachman, then that idea, that piece of knowledge that we have, is little by little going to be transformed to a way I look at things. Then when I look at the food before I start eating it, I say, wow, look at this amazing food that Hashem gave me. Thank my wife. Wonderful food that she cooked for me. Look at Dana. So we very have to start paying more attention and opening her eyes to this beautiful world Kodesh Baruch Hu has made for us, and specifically what we're talking about now is, I think it's a more aware of the tremendous rachman that Hashem has on us. Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.